Hi, and Ed and Judy. I love those two people so much. I'm not even going to look at them because I'll weep. So I'm going to tell a story really quick as a way to talk about them. I went to see a friend of my mother's yesterday, Esther Norris. Esther Norris is 94 years old, and her husband died 5 years ago, and she was married to him when she was 18 years old. And so when I went in to see Esther Norris with my daughter, who is, you know, she's nine, she has no filters. So we go in to see Esther, and Esther says, my husband died 5 years ago. My daughter said, oh, my grandfather's 94. He's about your age. He's going to live maybe a little while longer. And Esther said, well, I've been looking for somebody to fill my husband's shoes. And then Esther said, I don't think that's really going to happen. And my daughter said, no, probably not. And then Esther took us through her house and showed us some things that she was collecting. And she collected like a Morse code machine. And she had like the first pencil sharpener, which is really cool for writers because it's like a piece of sandpaper that goes in a circle like this. And then I looked down at her door and there were these huge pair of shoes. They were gigantic. And she said, yeah, like I told you, like I don't think anybody's going to fill my husband's shoes because he was huge. So that's like Ed and Judy. So yeah, it's a cliche, but you know, big shoes. So we're going to miss them. We're going to miss 5 a.m. a lot. I like old people. So this is a poem, The Lady in 38C. The lady in 38C gets confused. She thinks I'm her nurse. Nurse, she yells, my finger. So I bring her a Band-Aid and put it on, even though she's fine. Oh, thank you, nurse, she yells. You're a good one. She winks and smiles, and the woman next to her glares into her computer. I think the old lady's charming. She's 86, still pretty. Her eyes are blue. Her hair is a cloud. She looks exactly like what's outside. She's the only air in this cabin, the only light. Oh, nurse, she yells, and I look back over the sad heads, eggs in a carton, their faces pressed against the mite-ridden blankets and pillows they fought for, and there she is, beaming. Oh, nurse, she says, where are we? I take her hand and look out the window. I scratch my head, smile, and say, somewhere over, I don't know. She's the only passenger who's ever gotten that joke. Up here, nearly everyone is miserable, and I count on small joys to get by. The woman in 38C says, oh, nurse, and the woman next to her, who probably thinks we're somewhere over Idaho, that wonderland of Hemingway and golden potatoes, rolls her eyes and bangs the computer keys until the seatbelt sign goes on, and the captain says, we'll be experiencing weather, which is what airline people say, instead of scary things like storms and turbulence. And pretty soon the plane is bouncing, and the woman with the computer grips her armrest, while the old lady throws her arms up like she's on a roller coaster and yells, they should charge extra for this. Thanks. Thanks. Thank you. Thanks. Our next poet is Tim Azaias, and we've never met, and I feel terrible about this, so I'm really glad to meet you. Come on up.